Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Beyond Warwick, because she sang so crystal clear.
And this song in particular has always been a theme song of mine, I guess ever since I heard it when I was probably a teenager, about 13 or 14 years old, attending Calverton Junior High School in Baltimore, Maryland. Long, 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 many, many, many moons ago. I am so excited to be here with you. I wanted to share with you just two verses from my prayer for the ancestral spirits, and I'm going to go from there. Divine Father, Mother God, I praise your name and honor your presence in this time and place. I give thanks for the air that I breathe. I give thanks for the womb in which my life was created. I give thanks for the body through which you express yourself into me. Divine Oneness, God, force, I give thanks for all that I've been, all that I'm becoming, all that I will be by your grace and your guidance. I give thanks today for all those who came before me, paving the way that the gift of life could be mine. I give thanks to those who died in the middle passage. Their spirit lives today in the world that surrounds the world. I give thanks for those who chose to live, whose names are forgotten or unknown. I give thanks to those whose blood is alive today in my veins for their willingness to be an expression of your love and life. I thank you, Raymond Williams Jr., Raymond Williams Sr., Annie Williams Sr., Geneva Palmer, Daniel Palmer, Betty Hawkins, and the names of my bloodline ancestors, and I say Ashe. And also during this time, my husband would say the names of his bloodline ancestors of the Dickerson family and all of the different people that are responsible for his being in existence after his creation through God. I ask you, fathers, mothers, listeners out there, brothers, sisters, and friends, to remember me in your spiritual mind. Protect me from harm and danger. Guide me to do what is good and honorable. Assist me and all members of our family, both living and deceased. I am in need of your assistance at all times to overcome my challenges with money, my businesses and health, and my dealings with other people and my own mortal progress. Good spirits, carry my prayers with you to the feet of the Creator that I may forever be in grace. Guide me through my lessons gently and lovingly. I'm going to say that again. Guide me through my lessons gently and lovingly, that I may be an instrument of evolution for us all. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your intercession in the matter of marriage. Always want to have a good, strong marriage. The businesses, our relationships with family members and other people, people we're doing business with, and the community at large, and our dwelling. My husband and I have always put out there that we want to have a beautiful dwelling that is sacred, that's a place that God will guide us to. It will be a safe place and a safe haven for our family and the community of like minds together. Good spirits, fill my heart and mind with perfect peace and understanding. I thank you for bringing to my consciousness the perfect solution in the perfect way at the perfect time for the best of all who are involved. And if you would like a copy of that, just let me know by texting me at 252-406-0774. One of the things I wanted to start the day off with is gratitude, just being thankful. So my husband and I have decided to do this prayer and to make sure that we include this prayer in our morning ritual. By closing off everything else when we get up in the morning, making sure we get this prayer in. And then we both have different other things that we do. Some things we still do together. I drink a cup of warm water every morning. Usually have my apple cider vinegar in it. And for those of you who are really wanting to do more with your health, get the Braggs, Bragg's vinegar, apple cider vinegar. That's one that is highly suggested. And start your day. And, of course, exercise. Sometimes times of total peace. And sometimes I'm totally still. I don't always do the exercise. I spend time being totally quiet and totally still. I also want to send out gratitude because I have a brother, an older brother named Raymond Williams, the third. He had a serious operation. He had taken a fall the other day, and he had hurt his neck. He had fell and hit his head and some kind of that kind of caused a swelling in his neck. And so thank God, thank Father, Mother God, that he was able to have that operation in the Maryland area. And we prayed, my sister Kim and I, and my husband Satawi, and other friends of mine, Jerron Gilmore and Laura, all of us prayed for his well-being, and my brother Wayne, we all prayed. And God heard our prayers, and he's had a successful operation, and now he's going to be whisked off to a therapy, to a nursing home where he will get therapy. He's able to talk and move his arms and his head and everything, everybody. But I just want you to know we have to have gratitude and prayer and love for our brothers and sisters, our biological brothers and sisters, as well as others. That's what the Josiah's Love Show is all about. And I want to send out an extra prayer for my friend Victoria. She's got a brother that is in the hospital, and we just want to keep her lifted up in prayer. You might not know her, but you do know her as the New York, Miss Falk. You can still call her because she is available, for the things that she do. She's the transportation travel expert partner of ours. And you should already have her number from the previous show. So I'm not going to go into much detail about that. But it's good to keep our partners. You know, this is not just about being on the radio. This is not just about being business. It's a holistic approach to life and to business. And that's why we have the Josiah's Love Show. Because one of the things that I recognize is that there are a lot of loving people in this world. And we, the people who want to give out authentic love, love that is healthy, you know, there's all kinds of crazy love out there, but with a healthy dose of love that encompasses respect. You may have to step back from some people, but you're going to respect them. You're not going to be cursing people out and breaking things and that kind of thing. Sometimes we got to step back and get a feel and listen for what people are talking about and what they're trying to do. What is their point of view? There are times when we have to take actions to vote against it. We can't just stand still and make crazy things go into action, like, you know, the situation in Flint, Michigan. We have to speak up about that. And we have to all my prayer warriors out there, whatever how you pray. I know it all is going to God. You know, we have one God. And we have to pray for that situation to be changed. And there is action that God may tell us to take. And we need to take that action. I must say that. So that's very important. Which brings me to, again, wishing everybody to continue with the love for Valentine's Day. And I said that should go for a month and should be all the time. Thinking of special, sweet things that we can do to and for each other. Very, very important. Sometimes what I do is when I know that there's a lot of things in the way for my husband, I move things out of the way so that when he comes in, he loves to cook, y'all, loves to cook. So this way, when he comes in, the kitchen table is pretty clear, some things out the way, so he can come in and he can make his mess, right? That ends up being what happens. He comes in and he makes this mess, you know, he has to make. But I just wanted to say that, and this is, of course, Black History Month, and just to let you know, I truly believe in celebrating Black History 365 days out of the year. I give honor to those of my ancestors and those of the African race that have really done all that they can do to, you know, make it possible for me to have the rights that I have now and the and just the things that they have contributed to the humankind, to the human history, the history of mankind. So with that being said, I'm going to take a minute to do a little piece for the fabulous, fabulous Frederick Douglass. Oh, my goodness. He is one of the people that I admire. And I just want to say, you know, I've got his book here. Actually, I don't have his book. I thought this one was his. But anyway, it's a narrative. It's about him. It's My Bondage and Freedom. Yeah, it's by Frederick Douglass. And, oh, my goodness, if you ever want to read a book, read that book, My Bondage and Freedom. And, you know, freedom is about love. Bondage is about hate. And I'm all about the love. You know, Frederick Douglass attempted to escape. And he had a couple of people were going to go with him, young men, young slaves, young African slaves, Africans and American slaves. And someone could have overheard them talking. It might not have been any of them. But when he went to go again, he could not take that chance. And I'm quite sure whichever ones were innocent, if there were three or four of them that were trying to escape, each one that was innocent of having told anyone at this point was distrusting any of the others. And so he ended up leaving on his own the second time. Fortunately, he was blessed because actually when they got caught the first time, they could have been killed. They could have been maimed. He saw roots. His foot could have been cut off. His tongue could have been cut out. He could have lost. He could have been castrated. He could have lost his hand. Anything could have happened to this man. He could have been whipped till he died or till he was in pathetic condition, but he didn't. So, you know, I'm so grateful that God found it would have spared him, you know. The angels heard his cry. The ancestors came to his help. I'm going to read to you a page from a chapter in which he's talking about the bittersweet dregs of slavery, anguish beyond description, okay? And, you know, he's just talking about a moment of freedom. I just want you to hear how eloquently Frederick Douglass, who was, you know, a person who was a slave, a lot of times people try to discredit him and say that he could not have written this. Again, I urge you, you know, to read. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're black or white or whether you're of Oriental descent or Asian descent or European, it doesn't matter. I think we all need to read each other's history so we can have a better appreciation, and then the love will flow. Once you read, you know, I've seen the horrifying pictures of the people, the Jews, and how they were treated. No one on the planet needs to be treated like this, and I'm talking about the Holocaust. But we as Africans in America have had a Holocaust, too. So here is my reading from Frederick Douglass looking out on the beautiful, beautiful Chesapeake Bay in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going to read a little bit further than what I started to. Okay, here goes. Our house stood within a few rods of the Chesapeake Bay, whose broad bosom was ever white with sails from every quarter of the habitable globe. Those beautiful vessels robed in purest white, so delightful to the eye of freemen, were to me so many shrouded ghosts to terrify and torment me with the thoughts of my wretched condition. I have often, in the deep stillness of a summer Sabbath, stood all alone upon the banks of that noble bay and traced with saddened heart and tear-filled eyes the countless number of sails moving off to the mighty ocean. The sight of these always affected me powerfully. My thoughts would compel utterance, and there was no audience but the Almighty, I will pour out my soul's complaint in my rude way with an apostrophe to the moving multitude of ships. And this is what he says. You are loosed from your moorings and free. I am fast in my chains and am a slave. You move merrily before the gentle gale, and I sadly before the bloody whip. You are freedom's swift-winged angels that fly around the world. I am confined in bands of iron. Oh, that I were free. Oh, that I were on one of your gallant decks and under your protecting wing. Alas, betwixt me and you the turbid waters flow. Go on, go on. Oh, that I could also go. Could I but swim? If I could fly. Oh, why was I born a man? Of whom to make a brute. The glad ship is gone. She hides in the dim distance. I am left in the hottest hell of unending slavery. Oh, God, save me. God, deliver me. Let me be free. Is there any God? Why am I slave? I will run away. I will not stand it. Get caught or get clear, I'll try. I had as well died with ague as with fever. I have only one life to lose. I had as well be killed running as died standing. Only think of it, 100 miles straight north, and I am free. Try it? Yes. God helping me, I will. It cannot be that I shall live and die a slave. I will take to the water. this very day shall yet bear me into freedom. The Springboro Spirit in a northeast coast from North Point, I will do the same. And when I get to the head of the bay, I will turn my canoe adrift and walk straight through Delaware into Pennsylvania. When I get there, I shall not be required to have a pass. I will travel without being disturbed. Let what the first opportunity offer, and come what will, I am off. Meanwhile, I will try to bear under the yoke. I am not the only slave in the world. Why should I fret? I can bear as much as any of them. Besides, I am but a boy, and all boys are bound to someone. It may be that my misery and slavery will only increase my happiness when I get free. There is a better day coming. And that's an excerpt from Anguish Beyond Description, Life of a Slave, the great and wonderful Frederick Douglass, who was a slave in the Maryland area. Please learn the African-American history, African history, of the diaspora of Africans all over the world. You can go to your local library and pick up books. I love the books that are also written by, or they're for the teenage section. They're absolutely wonderful. There are some good autobiographies. There are some diaries that were written by young Africans who were able to learn how to read and write, you know, beyond Phyllis Wheatley, who is wonderful, but there are some others. I will do some research to go get back and get the ones that I already read. They tell quite a story of what was going on in the minds of the British and in the minds of the Spaniards as they were, and the French, as they were all trying to divide up and plunder America, okay, and the use of hurting the Native Americans. And that's why I say that's what we need is love, sweet love. I want to take a moment and go on over here to my friend Deepak. I just love Deepak. Oh, my goodness, you know. Deepak Chopra, MD, and David Simon, MD, Grow Younger, Live Longer. You know, we have to work as a universal group of people to get knowledge and to grow. And so that's why I picked that book back up. Some of you heard me talk about the book, 10 Steps to Reversing Age. This gentleman has written a lot of books. All I can say is just go to the library and begin to start off with maybe one of his earlier writings. I mean, he's got so much. He's got Creating Health, Returning to Risha, Quantum Healing, Healing of the Heart, Everyday Immortality, How to Know God, The Soul in Love. It's just a lot. Herbal Handbook, Perfect Digestion, Boundless Energy, all these things that we want to have. The Seven Spiritual Laws for Parents, you know, Unconditional Life, Journeying into Healing, all these things. And then he's also by David Simon, The Wisdom of Healing, The Vital Energy, The Chopra Center Herbal Handbook, A Sample Celebration, Soul, Return to Wholeness. And he's been featured with Oprah on Soulful Sundays. And whenever you can, they also have the, I think it's a 21-day meditation. I've done that. That is awesome. Go on YouTube and check that out. It's absolutely awesome. I don't know when they're going to do it again. I enjoyed it. I haven't done it the way that they have it planned, because I always end up starting it a couple of days late. And catching up is no joke, okay, people? And you do have to put time into it, but it is well worth it. So what I did do was I went on and I got the information from Soulful Sundays. Oh, let me share this with you real quick. Okay, Russell Simmons was being interviewed by Oprah. Oh, my God, Russell Simmons, you know, he's so wonderful. And he talked about success through stillness. Russell Simmons talked about success through stillness. He meditates and does yoga every day. He didn't always do that now. But in the last, I think he may have said 20 years. I don't want to quote the man incorrectly. But let's just say the last 20 years, he's used meditation and yoga every day. If God is the ocean, use up and scoop up a cup of God. If God is the ocean, use a cup and scoop up a cup of God. Oh, my goodness. Just let's do that. His Super Soul Sunday You know, he's just talked about redefining success. Success to Russell Simmons was happiness. You know, and he wants people to be safe and at peace. Let's go and let go. Let go and let God is one of his lessons. And he really believes in this here. Just breathe in and let God guide you. Redefine it. What makes you centered? Find something that makes you centered. I love to go on long, quiet walks. Oh, my goodness, that works for me really, really well. But that's what I got from Russell Simmons. Let me see. There's so many things that's out here. There were some different people that I had, you know, kind of take some notes with. There was another job for Mr. Winfield Phillips. He is constantly in a state of prayer. He's one of the gospel artists, the first gospel artist on Soul for Sundays. I think he says first gospel artist on Soul Train. Okay, Mr. Winfield Phillips, okay? He was on Soul for Sundays. He can pull these up. And he's constantly in a state of prayer. Prayer is his lifestyle. He's a pastor. It's the definition of God. He is the one and only creator, source of life and eternal. Okay? Wow. Source of life and eternal. He doesn't say that there's any gender either. Unfortunately, I can't say my right here. God has, he's supreme. Okay? And I just thought that was really good. He has a book out, something about your destiny, catch a glimpse of what God has for you, okay, dreams of for you. But the main thing, just look him up, and you can find out a little bit more about him. Soulful Sundays, so I want to say that. I'm going to stop with those two because my time is getting away from me, and I want to make sure I have a few seconds. Also, make sure you include juicing in your life, so I got the Juicing, Fasting, and Detoxing for Life, Please, by Cherry Cowbone. There are a lot of people out here that are talking about juicing. Also, catch the Juice Man, the Raw Juice Man on YouTube. I highly recommend him. For basic juices, for those of you who are new at it, go with the carrot. Maybe 4 or 5 carrots, a quarter piece of an apple, peel the apple. Make sure you take all the seeds out. Make sure you get rid of the seeds out of that apple. Cut the little top off of the carrot top and the bottom part and just scrape it very lightly. That's a basic good beginner's juice. For those of you who like to be out there juicing, you know, the wonderful green juice, you know, with all the different green vegetables, including broccoli, spinach, and kale. Oh, my goodness. I don't particularly like any apple with that. Maybe just a teeny bit because it's kind of like a funny taste. But you talk about off-the-chain energy. For those of you who just want to do some steamed vegetables, oh, my goodness, lightly steam your broccoli, please, people. Wash it off carefully. Lightly steam that. You know, what you eat is all about love also. You know, loving yourself, loving your body, all of that. And, again, I want to repeat 2 good movies, The War Room. And I want to also let you know about Creating the Shift. The Shift is a movie with Dr. Wayne Dyer, okay? Down to like about a minute now, people, okay? Dr. Wayne Dyer. I want to speak about that. So don't forget you're juicing, your fasting, you're doing your meditating with Deepak, and whatever works for you as far as whoever you want to meditate with, just get meditation in your life. I want to thank my dance instructors, Maria Broom out of Baltimore, Maryland, and John Taylor, and all the different dance instructors I've had. Donald Washington, who's now passed on, he's an ancestor now. He was with the Avenelli Dancers. Most dance instructors will have you do some sort of a meditation. Rose Daly, I met her at the Black Arts Institute over on Broadway in Baltimore. She was one of my first dance instructors. And what I liked was the meditation. Actually, my first dance instructor, I'm sorry, was at high school, at Walbrook High School. They had this awesome, awesome, beautiful, we danced off a shaft. Yes, I danced off a shaft. But I just want to say kudos to all my dance instructors. You know who you are. I'm Cynthia. You should know me as Cynthia Williams, probably. But I'm just sorry to love now. And please, you know, if you have dance instructors, thank them, because most of them start off with peace and love and harmony. And it's really important to have that. And so they teach you how to breathe, and they teach you how to take care of your body, and they teach you how to do slow stretches. And doing all of that, you're doing gratitude. You're thanking God. You're thanking God. And usually at the end of the class, we thank the dance instructors. If there are any drummers, we thank the drummers. If there's African drummers there, we do thank them. So I want to end with this here. How to have a great day. Creating the shift. Do the shift with Dwayne Dyer. Create the shift. Breathe in and be in the flow. Release your ego. Go and let God. Russell Simmons also said it. Let go. Stop trying to be in control, people, and let God. Your gratitude prayer, whatever yours is, I also do the prayer of Jabez, and your respect for all. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. This is Cynthia Jahi of the Jasari's Love Show, and you can reach me at Jasari's, J-A-S-A-R-I-S, love, at gmail.com. That's J is in joy, A is in air, S is in sunshine, A is in air, R as in ray, I is in iron, S is in sunshine. Love, L-O-V-E, at gmail.com, 252-406-0774. Look for Baba Jahi on Home Base Builders 101 on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. He's got an action-packed show talking about the Vortex. That's part of the travel component of what we do. Please, people, make sure you check into the Vortex. And also, Monday, hopefully we will be back with Ms. Wonderful, Wonderful Victoria Falk, New York, and Ms. Victoria Falk and I should always be together again on this Thursday coming up for the travel tips, okay? So it's going to be a great week. Stay blessed, stay in love, with God, the creation, your family members. Take a moment, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath every few seconds you get a chance on the day to make sure that you are giving out love. Bye now.